Earlier this year, seven local government agencies, including Wasatch County, Midway, Heber, Park City, and the Utah Transit Authority, agreed to enter into a study to look at public transit needs in Wasatch County. The Mountainlands Association of Governments is the study manager. They've contracted with a team of consultants to conduct the study. A.T. Stoddard, a senior advisor with LSC Transportation Consultants, says that the community questionnaire, which opened the last week of August, is meant to serve as an initial opportunity for input as the study begins.
It's really part of a much larger study where we are looking at public transportation needs and feasibility of providing service in Wasatch County. The county has grown and people are aging in place with an overpopulation. Needs for transportation services increase and just the number of people commuting out of the county. So the survey is an initial opportunity for people to give us some input as to what they see the needs are and things we ought to be looking at.
The 27-question survey asks about transportation needs of the community inside Wasatch County for things such as medical appointments and grocery shopping. It also asks about needs for transit outside the county for work, education, and other needs.
We've broken questions out related to both those types of needs and then asked some questions about the demographics of people applying and whether they have cars available, and that helps us really quantitatively assess the need. And we've also given an opportunity just open-ended questions where they can tell us the kinds of things we ought to be looking at that maybe aren't addressed specifically in the questions.
The questionnaire can be taken online at the project's website, connectingwasatch.info. Additionally, those not wanting to fill out the survey online can print off a copy. Stoddard says that they have not received a request to make the survey available in Spanish, but he says that they could if they're given an indication that it's a need. The survey, which is slated to close Wednesday, September 25th, is just one part of the overall study. Stoddard overviews other factors they'll consider.
We'll be looking at demographics of the population and travel patterns, commute patterns. We will also be interviewing some of the key people in the community, for example, health services, government services, and then combining our quantitative estimate based on travel patterns and community demographics throughout the county. We'll identify what the needs are and then start looking at a vision for what service might be appropriate. From there, we'll analyze several different options, including how well they meet the needs, what it would cost to implement, and some performance measures to be able to compare some of those to then provide a recommendation for the county and the other participants in the study as to not only what's needed, but what's appropriate for service.
Stoddard adds that the questionnaire gives residents an opportunity to provide their email address.
That's certainly an option where they can get on our list and be notified of new information as we develop it and additional opportunities to participate, because as we start to put the plan together and look at those options, we're going to give people opportunities to comment on it.
He added email addresses will only be used for communication relating to the project. You can find a link to the questionnaire on KPCW's website. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.